Hi, this is Mike Swanson of WallStreetWindow.com. I'm talking with a special guest. I have Jeff Pierce, who owns the website ZenTrader.ca. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How's everything going on in your neck of the woods?
Oh, I'm doing fine. The weather's warm, but, you know, that'll change in a couple months. The last time we spoke, you talked about bonds, and you were telling me that you were bullish on bonds, and in fact, they have indeed rallied since then. So I was wondering, has your views on them changed, or are you still bullish on them?
Well, I believe the last time we had spoke, bonds were trading around 117, and they were experiencing a bit of a pullback. I like to look at the weekly chart to really kind of get a big picture overview of where they've been and where they may have been heading. And so at the time...
And when you say 117, you mean the TLT, right?
Oh, I'm sorry, correct, TLT.
Yeah, okay.
So at the time, I believe that they were going to make new highs, and they have. They touched 130 in May, I believe, and since they've pulled back. And my take on where bonds could be heading over the next 6 weeks is, I think we're going to go up, and momentum is waning definitely on the weekly chart. We have a negative divergence on the RSI. And I suspect that we're going to go up and maybe make a double top and maybe have more of a pullback, which could eventually set up maybe another leg higher. So I'm looking for a pullback maybe around to 120 on that. And I think that would be a good area where it may consolidate. And, of course, I'll have to reevaluate the look of the correction, how long it took, and what volume was. But that's kind of my outlook on bonds. I think it's going to form a short-term double top, consolidate in the midterm, and then I'll reevaluate it then.
So I guess you could see it doing something like it did between, say, August of last year and April of this year, where, you know, it kind of just paused there for several months and finally broke out again, something similar to that?
Yeah, it actually, I'm looking at the chart right now, and I see what you're saying, and given the negative divergence on some of the technical indicators and how quickly it rose, I just think that I'm seeing a lot of people on my Twitter stream that, you know, I use Twitter for a sentiment indicator oftentimes, and when people start to get bullish on certain things, that sometimes can scare me off a little bit. But I think people are looking for bonds to potentially break out, and I'm thinking if they're... it's just going to run into maybe a little bit of resistance. It may even go above the previous high and then falter. But I wouldn't be chasing bonds right now. I don't think that since we've broken out that it's had enough time to really consolidate those gains. And that's why I'm looking for maybe a correction over the midterm.
Well, what about the rest of the market? Do you have any views of the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ?
Yeah, well, I have a market timing signal that I offer on my site for free, and it actually issued a buy signal on Friday. Why this is somewhat significant is this is the first buy signal that we've had since late December, and at that time, lots of people were pretty bearish on the markets, and that turned out to be a really good buy signal. And as I said, it issued a buy signal on Friday. Now, today's action is really putting that in jeopardy. And I actually got stopped out of my own trade. Generally, when I get a buy signal, I go ahead and I purchase some ETFs. You know, I don't do the double or the triple. I just do the Qs or the diamonds. And I got stopped out of my Q position today. And I'm pretty much flat. I have a few small positions, a few long positions right now, but when the market popped up today and it's since sold off, it's really putting my timing signal in jeopardy.
Well, is that something that happens very often, where you get a buy signal and then it turns out to be invalid, or would that be a really rare thing to occur?
You know, about 8 months ago, I really reevaluated my timing signal and put in a few indicators, tweaked it a little bit to really try to avoid whipsaws. And it's really been quite effective. I haven't had too many whipsaws when my signal issues a short signal or a long signal, probably in about that time frame, 6-8 months. So it would be a rare occurrence if it, now keep in mind my timing signal hasn't flipped, it is still long, but it's kind of on the fence. And you know, I wish I could go into further details and kind of elaborate on what it is that makes up my timing signal, but it's really something that I've developed over the last 4 or 5 years. I can't really divulge it, but I do share the actual signal, and you know, I do believe that offers enough value in itself.
Well, what I've found, you know, my trading career is that, you know, you can find a trend or a signal that works over a period of time, then all of a sudden, you know, one time, we're not even sure if it's a false signal yet, but regardless, you know, if you have a pattern or a trend that all of a sudden stops working, that can be a sign that the underlying trend in the market is changing or coming to an end or something. I don't know if that's what's going on. This is kind of interesting, that's all.
Well, one thing that I'll be watching for is if my signal does reverse, then we could see some, you know, pretty strong accelerated downside moves. But that has not happened right now. And part of what you just said, that's another reason why I don't really share exactly what makes up this signal. And this is why I oftentimes encourage people to kind of create their own signals and, you know, play around with the parameters for certain indicators and really develop your own kind of indicators, so it's not common and it's not what everyone else is using and it's unique to what you do. And therefore, it's not, you know, if I was to come out and give all the specifics of my signal, then, you know, it could potentially become invalidated over time. So I think that's why a lot of people, when they find something that works for them, that they kind of really just kind of keep it close to their best.
No, it makes perfect sense. That's good advice for other people too, if they're, you know, using something or running a blog or whatnot, to, you know, be careful of what they're putting out there. And that's what's happened over the years. There have been, you know, certain indicators or whatever that are really popular and work for a while, and then all of a sudden they stop working, and that's probably part of the reason why that happens.
Well, one thing I have found with my particular timing signal is that it generally goes against the popular trend, and it can be sometimes difficult to actually place the trade. I remember in late December, when my signal started to get bullish and then it actually did flip, sentiment in the markets was very bad at the time. And you know, a lot of people just thought that the markets were going to roll over, and that turned out to be a phenomenal rally from late December for the next couple months. And then the market rolled over, and then, you know, since then my signal has either been short or on the sidelines. And it does have a sidelines. You know, there are times where you just shouldn't be in the market. For example, my signal went short in May 13th, and then went to the sidelines in the middle of June. And then since then, it's just kind of been waiting for the market to make up its mind, because, you know, we have had some volatility, although that has left the market to some extent. It's just kind of my signal was waiting to make up its mind which way it's going to go. And, you know, as of right now, I am seeing some, you know, and another confirmation to my signal that I use for when it issues a long is I have certain bullish scans that I run, and when I start to see stocks showing up on those scans, that kind of confirms my timing signal when it's in a bullish mode.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me. Yeah, I personally think the market can go up here, you know, for a little bit more. We got earnings season really starting next week, and typically the market does well into earnings and at the beginning of it, and then you kind of have to see what happens after that. But I'd be surprised if the market really dipped much at all, you know, immediately or anything like that. Well, if people, you know, want to keep up with what you're saying and you know, further comments you have about your signal or when it may change, where should they go to do that?
Well, they can go right to zentrader.ca, and there's an area where you can enter your email, and you'll be alerted to exactly when my timing signal does switch. Sometimes it does it intraday, and I send out an alert to those And I do update it on my actual website. I create a lot of market videos, but they're not as timely. Sometimes it'll be the next day or that I'll actually get to do the video and update the timing signal. So it's really important to go ahead and get on the newsletter so you get it the exact time when it does switch.
And hopefully, you know, in a couple weeks, or we'll do a follow-up interview and see if anything has changed of your work then, too. Thanks for taking the time to talk, everybody. And like I said, hopefully we'll do it again in the future.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good day.